We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Shout out to Jason, who is in Escondido. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, John. How you doing this morning?
I'm well. Thanks for asking, pal. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, could I please ask you to leave for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Very cordial. Very cordial. I hear his game face, though, Tammy. He's ready to rock this. All right, Jason, let's see if you are. I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. Get $100 from her SDCCU checking account. Earn high yields with SDCCU savings, money market, or certificate accounts. Visit any of their more than 40 Southern California locations and open your account. Details at sdccu.com/savings. Jason, all ties do go to Tammy. Let's get this going, okay?
All right.
Harrison Ford got choked up at the big Disney Expo this weekend talking about the fifth movie he's in as this character. Possibly the best action character of all time. Who is it?
I'm going to go with Indiana Jones.
On Thursday, Kanye announced on Instagram he was, quote, releasing all grudges and, quote, leaning into the light. But then he, of course, deleted it. One of the grudges he had was against his ex-wife's last boyfriend, who was an SNL regular until this year. Who is he?
Don't know.
Netflix is thinking about moving away from the binge-watching model and releasing episodes of a series weekly like they did in the old days. But in case you're worried, they said they're not doing it with the next season of Stranger Things. Which number season of Stranger Things will it be?
I'm going to go with 5.
Zac Efron revealed that he suffers from agoraphobia. What is agoraphobia?
Fear of gory things.
And finally, happy birthday to Emmy Rossum from the Showtime classic Shameless. On that show, Emmy played Fiona, the oldest sister of a pretty scandalous family. What was their last name?
Never seen an episode, so I couldn't tell you.
Gotcha. You should watch it. It's a good show, man. Let's get Tam back in.
I'm not much of a TV watcher. I do a lot of, I work a lot, so...
Oh, so what are you saying? I'm lazy? Thanks, dude. Appreciate that. All right. I don't have all the time in my hand like you do, John, to sit and watch TV. I have a job.
Well, hey, working in the HVAC industry during the summer is a little rough.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
All right, you win. You win, pal. Jason did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Despite, as he says, not even knowing there's an invention out called a TV.
Okay.
So here we go. Timmy, Harrison Ford got choked up at the big Disney Expo this weekend talking about the fifth movie he's in as this character. Possibly the best action character of all time. Who is it?
Han Solo?
Wow.
Oh, I'm thinking Star Wars. Oh, my God. I'm like, the best action character? That does... Okay. Sorry.
Wow.
I got stuck on Star Wars.
Indiana Jones is who we're talking about. Jason knew that. It's 1-1. On Thursday, Kanye announced on Instagram he was releasing all grudges and leaning into the light. This was his reaction to the Queen dying. Mm-hmm. And then he deleted it, of course. One of the grudges he had was against his ex-wife's last boyfriend, who was an SNL regular until this year. Who is he?
Pete Davidson.
That's right. Jason didn't know that. 1-1. Netflix is thinking about moving away from the binge-watching model and releasing episodes of a series weekly, like in the old days. But in case you're worried, they said they're not going to do it with the next season of Stranger Things. Which number season of Stranger Things will it be?
6.
Oh. Now it's 5.
Dang it.
It's the fifth and final season of Stranger Things. Jason did guess 5, got it right, so it's now 2-1.
Yeah.
Jason. Tammy, Zac Efron revealed that he suffers from agoraphobia. What is agoraphobia?
All right, let me get this one right. Nope, that's arachnophobia. Agoraphobia is a fear of heights.
Oh, I really thought you would know this. I would say he never leaves the house because he suffers from agoraphobia.
Oh.
But that's the anxiety disorder. Yeah. It involves fears of going into crowded spaces or sometimes leaving one's home. Jason had a much better guess than yours. Fear of gory things.
Oh.
Right there in the name. Agoraphobia.
Holy crap. Look where we're at.
But here we are.
It's
2-1 Jason. Apparently I was in a bad mood last night. These questions are hard. I don't know.
No, I got Han Solo stuck in my head and that was the end of
it. Well, this might be an issue then because you got to get this right to force a tie or Jason, who's never heard of a television, will win 2-1 because he has a job, Tammy. Happy birthday to Emmy Rossum from the Showtime classic Shameless. On that show, Emmy played Fiona, the oldest sister of a pretty scandalous family. What was their last name?
Okay, so my daughter watched that show, and I've seen a few episodes with her, and it's right on the tip of my tongue. I know it. Tammy, you know this. You know it. She's going to be so mad at me.
I can't believe this might be happening. You got 3 seconds. Oh, my gosh. Not even going to wait for the three.
I can't.
The Gallaghers. It was all about the Gallaghers. Jason didn't know, but guess what? It doesn't matter. Wow. Yeah.
I stunk it up, Jason.
With a score of 2-1, Jason not only is going to win $100, but can take that money and maybe make more at Viejas when Billy Currington plays.
Yeah, Jason, awesome. You also have a pair of tickets to go see Billy Currington. He'll be at Viejas Casino and Resort Concerts in the Park September 23rd.
That's awesome. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Best of all, you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Jason Escondido, and I graduated Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.